Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast number 317, where I read the Holy Word of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the plain reading of the Word of God, is that through the simple reading, the plain reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 10, verse 1. And let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, your grace, your might, and your power. And Lord, by the power of your Holy Ghost, reveal to us what your word is saying to us today. Give us great understanding and wisdom and knowledge. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to love your holy word and to cherish it and to obey it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others so that they can come to know your Savior and see their lives changed as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Hosea chapter 10, verse 1. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit he hath increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land they have made goodly images. The Bible Knowledge Commentary Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 10, verse 1. And now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. However, I want my producer to also include Matthew Henry's commentary. And while he is doing that, I will read in your hearing from the Bible Knowledge Commentary on this pivotal passage. As in 9:10, this prophecy employs a botanical metaphor, in referring to Israel's earlier history. The Lord planted Israel like a vine in the land of Canaan and blessed her with fruit. However, as the nation prospered, she erroneously attributed her success to false gods rather than the Lord. At the same time, the people attempted to maintain a semblance of devotion to the God of Israel. The altars mentioned here probably refer to this hypocritical formalism, while sacred stones allude to idolatry. The Church of God is fitly compared to a vine, weak and of an unpromising outside, yet spreading and fruitful. Believers are branches of that vine and partake of its root and fatness. But this was the character of Israel. They were as an empty vine, a vine that had no sap or virtue in it, and therefore none of those good fruits produced by it that were expected from it, with which God and man should be honored. No, there are many who, though they have not become degenerate vines, are yet empty vines, have no good in them. A vine is of all trees least serviceable. If it do not bear fruit, it is thenceforth good for nothing. And those that bring forth no grapes will soon come to bring forth wild grapes. Those that do no good will do hurt. He is an empty vine, for he brings forth fruit to himself. What good there is in him is not directed to the glory of God and the lifting up of Jesus Christ, but he takes the praise of it to himself and prides himself in it. Christians live not to themselves, but hypocrites make self their center. They eat and drink to themselves, or Israel is by the judgments of God emptied and spoiled of all his wealth, because he made use of it in the service of his lusts and not to honor of God. Pardon me. And not to the honor of God who gave it to him. Note, what we do not rightly employ, we may justly expect to be emptied of. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul.